Now, the fourth and the last circle of the wheel of life, contains the greatest number of segments. It contains 12 segments, and in each segment there's a tiny picture, like a little miniature. So in clockwise order from the top, these are: 1, a blind man with a stick; 2, a potter with a wheel and pots; 3, a monkey climbing a flowering tree; 4, a boat with 4 passengers, one of whom is steering; 5, an empty house with 6 apertures; 6, a man and woman embracing; 7, a man with an arrow stuck in his eye; 8, a woman offering drink to a seated man; 9, a man gathering fruit from a tree; 10, a pregnant woman; 11, a woman in childbirth; 12, a man carrying a corpse to the cemetery on his back. So these are the four circles of the wheel of life, the Tibetan wheel of life. And we see that the whole wheel is gripped by a monstrous, as it were, demoniacal figure. The head of this figure peers over the top of the wheel, and its hands and feet, which are clawed, firmly grip the sides. And below we see a scaly reptilian tail. The monster wears, however, a sort of crown, a crown made up of 5 human skulls. And these 5 human skulls represent the introduction into the symbolism of the Tibetan Wheel of Life of a tantric element, the element of what we may call a radical transformation. We shall have something to say about this element in Lecture 5 in the series on the symbolism of the cremation ground and the celestial maidens. And outside the wheel, to the right, above the monster's head, appears the figure of the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, the human historical Buddha, floating on clouds. And he's pointing with the finger. He's pointing to the spiritual path, the path to enlightenment. And on the left, also above the monster's head, appears the white full moon, and in the full moon appears the figure of a hare, H-A-R-E, and this is the wheel of life, the Tibetan wheel of life.